Capital Club is not something for somebody's like, hey, I want to get into real estate and I want to buy my first flip and I need 200 grand. Can you kind of give us some filters here of people should be looking at?
So a lot of the deals that we share, it might be in real estate, mergers and acquisitions, a number of different assets. We are asset agnostic. We're looking at deals that are really looking for...
Hey gang, for some of you, this will be a familiar face. For some of you, this will be a new face. But Devin and I have been friends for years, probably met 5 years ago,
ish.
Roughly. Yeah, somewhere around there. And Devin has a very unique business. And it's very helpful for not only those that are looking for capital, but also for those that have capital. And obviously inside of this group, we found a plethora of people. It's really a mixed bag. And we noticed this when we started offering you guys the digital real estate opportunity, the Amazon opportunity. We didn't realize how much capital was in this group, but quite frankly, it's been surprising of how much capital is in this group. And you're really looking for places, whether you're leveraging your home equity line of credit or you've got some cash sitting somewhere else, you're looking for ways to leverage that to get better yields. And that's where Devin comes in. Now, she also comes in if you're looking for capital, like for myself, the company, we're going to be buying quite a bit of digital real estate. So the first person I go to call for capital is Devin. So I give her the nickname. I don't know if I gave it to you, but it's what I always think of when I think of Devin is she is the capital queen. So when you're looking to raise capital or you're looking to put capital in place so that you can get higher yields, Devin is your person.
Ta-da.
Yeah. So can you kind of give us your backstory?
Yeah, absolutely. I exited a retail business 10 years ago. And after that, I got started in real estate and started working exclusively with investors. And honestly, I got kind of burned out working in residential real estate. And then I worked for a fund for a couple of years, raised a little bit of money, and started helping a lot of investors build single family rental portfolios. Mm-hmm. And I noticed over time that a lot of the investors that I was serving, they were trying to build a lot of passive income by buying a ton of residential real estate, and it just didn't work at scale.
Mm-hmm.
A roof over here, a toilet over here, there was just always stuff going on, and it wasn't really truly passive income. So a couple years ago, I went back out on my own again and started serving investors kind of one-on-one, helping them find truly passive deals to put their money into. And then a lot of investors like yourself started reaching out asking me for help to raise money, to raise capital. And I realized these are two groups of people that are constantly trying to meet each other.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't I basically build a container to help facilitate those connections?
Right.
And that's how the Capital Club and Dark Horse Capital came to be. I noticed a need. You know, most people want investments that are truly passive, and not everything is.
Yeah.
You know, there are some investments that are more active that they absolutely have their benefit.
Mm-hmm.
You might get a higher yield,
right.
But it's also kind of sort of another job.
Yeah. Yeah. Another employer.
Mm-hmm.
So for those that already understand what Capital Club is and you're already interested, below you can register, because what we're going to have really soon is an event where Devin and I are going to go live in this group and we're going to talk in depth and in detail about what Capital Club is, how you can benefit, how you can engage in it. So be sure to click the link below to register for that. I'll also mention it again at the latter part of this interview when we kind of go through some of the more details of what Capital Club is. Now, I know off camera you were talking to me about some deals, and I understand that some deals haven't closed yet, and there's some things you can and cannot talk about.
Mm-hmm.
But we're not talking about just your $100,000, $200,000, $300,000 raises. We're talking hundreds of millions of dollars of raises. So you've been pretty successful. Can you give me a couple examples of some cool deals that you've worked on that you can actually talk about?
Yeah. There's a number of them that have been pretty cool. Some of the ones that I've worked on.
Can you talk about the island? Because I saw that one. I'm a member of Capital Club too. I joined roughly a year ago, so I get to see some of these deals that are presented each week. British Virgin Islands?
The BVI.
I don't want to mention names, but Yeah.
Oh, the aerial BVI?
Yeah.
That one? Oh, okay.
I don't know if you can talk about
it. Yeah, I can talk about that one. I can talk about, so the deals that you've seen in the Capital Club, like, yes, I can talk about this.
All right.
That was a really, it was a really cool opportunity for investors to get involved in that pays a pretty good return, you know, 10% annual interest mm-hmm. for not having to do anything. Plus, investors also got this, I think it's a really cool lifestyle benefit mm-hmm. where they had a week of usage mm-hmm. of this. It's basically a private island. Mm-hmm. It's been turned into like a resort and event center. And a mutual friend of ours mm-hmm. is kind of how I got introduced to that opportunity. But we did have some special incentives for that investment just for the members of the Capital Club. Mm-hmm. One thing that's been kind of cool with like some of the relationships I've built over the years with some of the people that I can't name names mm-hmm. or talk about.
I think I know who you're talking about.
Occasionally, you know, some of these opportunities we're able to share with the Capital Club, mm-hmm. I'm able to negotiate a better return
right.
or an extra perk or, okay, so just like 2 weeks ago, for example, we shared a deal in the Capital Club for this really cool debt arbitrage. Mm-hmm. It's 12% annual interest. Maybe that's not super sexy, mm-hmm. but normally this investment is super exclusive, and normally their minimum is $1 million. So mm-hmm. if you don't have $1 million, you can't get involved. And mm-hmm. what they're doing is they're basically, they're loaning money to other companies that do loans mm-hmm. and just taking a spread.
Yeah.
So there's like, there's, you can't say no risk,
right? Right. Yeah.
But about as low on the risk scale mm-hmm. as you can get, mm-hmm. And it's just 12% on your money. But because of relationship, I was able to get a special allocation so that our friends mm-hmm. within the Capital Club could get involved for $100,000.
Right.
You know, cause not everybody has $1 million laying around.
No, true. But, you know, when you say 12%, the first thing that comes to my mind is, you know, you hear Dave Ramsey talk about the mythical 12% in a mutual fund, which is very hard to find. No one's really found that yet, surprisingly. But that has risk. And what people don't realize about risks associated with mutual funds is you could have a year like 2023 or 2022 where you go in the opposite direction.
Mm-hmm.
Or that's worst case scenario. But even what I would say, not as worse, but still bad, is just going to zero or one.
Yeah.
And you're talking about something that is low risk and still earning 12.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, people are limited by their lack of creative thinking that, you know, when they think about diversifying their capital or raising capital to get into things, they think very traditional, mutual funds, insurance, which, you know, obviously we talk about insurance because insurance is just a vessel to store cash. You can put it in insurance and then lend it out from there to get into things that are higher yield. But people think very traditional, you know, self-directed IRAs, et cetera. And you're getting these not super sexy returns, but they also relate it to really low risk. And it's not. If these things are tied to the market, with the exception of the insurance that we talk about, which is not tied to the market, but if these things are tied to the market, there is risk,
mm-hmm.
which is why the SEC doesn't allow you to mention guarantees. And then even in this industry, you're not allowed to do that in certain investments. You can say fixed rate of return, though.
Yep.
But it's the lack of creative thinking. And that's where Capital Club comes in. It's like, okay, you're thinking inside the box. Capital Club presents all these other opportunities that is outside the box that can still be low risk. Obviously, low risk is probably going to be low return. And just like anything else, high risk is probably going to be higher returns. So that's what Capital Club, in my opinion, brings to the table. And they do this every single week. So as a member of Capital Club, I'm not always in there. Actually, I'm rarely in there recently because we're a bit super busy. But every single week there is a presentation and there's an opportunity to either put your capital at play or for what I'm going to do in the near future is go in there to do a presentation to raise capital for investments that will be a significant rate of return compared to what I would pay out to investors. So what are some other, can you talk about the ATM one?
Yeah,
okay.
Well, I can talk about that one a little bit.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. So ATMs print money. ATMs, like you get cash out. Think about every time you do that,
mm-hmm.
it charges a fee.
Right.
Right? Your bank charges a fee. The machine itself charges a fee. I've heard some people are like, oh, we're going to a cashless society. Mm-hmm. That probably will happen, but not in the next couple of decades.
Right.
Like, it's not happening anytime soon.
Mm-hmm.
There are some businesses that are cash only. mm-hmm. especially in urban areas, or think about casinos. Mm-hmm. Think about how many fees are being collected ATMs in casinos, various mm-hmm. specific locations, right? Mm-hmm. So there's a number of companies, businesses out there that you can pay them to teach you how to build your own ATM business, mm-hmm. similar to like building your own vending machine business.
Yep.
That's cool, but that's a whole other job.
Right.
It's a whole other thing. Mm-hmm. So I found some partners that they do a completely done for you ATM business. They research the locations, they place the machines, they do the cash loading, they do all the maintenance, they do all of that.
So it's passive.
It's totally passive for mm-hmm. the investor.
Right.
Yeah. And what it turns out to is, say you want to make one of these, it's a done-for-you ATM business, so you're getting a business, mm-hmm. right? The yield turns out to be somewhere between like 22 to 28% annual cash on cash.
Wow.
And you get the same depreciation as you would in real estate.
Oh,
exactly.
So you get some tax benefits along
yeah,
with it.
Yeah, tax nice. Benefits, and that's a sexy cash return.
Yeah, it is, yeah. Yeah.
It's a very sexy cash
Now you're
return.
Talking about hedge fund type
mm-hmm.
returns.
And there are some guarantees mm-hmm. that if any individual machine is not producing at least $200 a month, they'll replace it. Mm-hmm. So there's some layers of protection. Can't say that it's 100% guaranteed in any investment.
Right.
But that's that's a really sexy yield with tax mm-hmm. benefits in a passive vehicle.
Right.
And of course, it takes some capital to get started,
yep.
you know?
So another benefit of Capital Club is, Capital Club, you're basically curating these deals, but you're also somewhat vetting these deals too. So if you're, you know, looking at something like this, you're like, I don't know where to start to invest in this. I don't know what to look at, how to read a P&L and contracts and all that. That's a part of what Capital Club is there to do, is they are vetting these deals before there's a presentation on these deals. Not to mention, you get to watch the presentation where they're telling you, here's what the business looks like, here's what you can expect, here's the upfront costs, all the fees associated with it. So it's a really cool, the way I think of it, is a pod of people who have money and people who are looking for money, and basically Capital Club just puts them together and say, hey, if you're looking for money, this is a great opportunity for you. You know, if you've got money and you're looking to put it into play and leverage it for these really cool returns, passive is a key word. Not all of them are passive, but some of them are passive. Then this is basically a community where you come together and you can put your capital in play or look for capital. One thing I was also thinking too is, because I would imagine that some people are asking themselves, well, you have to be an accredited investor. That is not always the case. There are some opportunities that are presented in Capital Club that you don't have to be an accredited investor, and then there are some where you need to be an accredited investor.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, if you're an accredited investor, which, you know, you got the 1, 2, 3 to think about. To become an accredited investor, which... And then to a certain degree, you're kind of vetting yourself. You're basically putting on a paper, you're signing that I am an accredited investor. I'm not saying that you should ever lie, but the 1, 2, 3 is you have $1 million in net worth, excluding real estate, correct?
Yes.
Or your primary
residence. Your personal residence.
Yeah, primary residence. So $1 million net worth, or $250,000, I think is what it is now. I think it used to be $200,000 of income. Maybe it still is. I think it's $200,000. Check with your CPA on this. $200,000 of income if you're filing singly. If you're one person and you file as just your person and not joint, then it's $200,000. However, if you're married and you are filing jointly and you want to piggyback off of your spouse's income, then it's $300,000 is what the bar goes to. So think of it, 1, 2, 3 million in net worth, or $200,000 a year of income for a single income earner, or $300,000 if you're filing jointly. So yes, you're going to have more opportunities available to you in the Capital Club if you are accredited, but not all opportunities that are being presented do you have to be an accredited investor to participate. And the person that's vetting whether or not you're accredited is essentially yourself.
Yeah, sometimes it just depends, deal by deal, whether you need to be accredited or not and how mm-hmm. they verify that. And
right.
again, I wouldn't suggest that anybody do anything
no.
to bend the rules.
No.
But for those investors that are accredited, 100% of the opportunities would be available. For
yeah.
somebody who's not accredited, you know, there's going to be some opportunities that just won't be a fit for you.
Mm-hmm.
But that, you know, that's not necessarily a bad thing.
Yep.
You know, depending on where people are in their journey. So there's a woman in the club she's probably invested the most into in terms of the number of deals and mm-hmm. the most. In number of dollars.
Right.
She's a full-time investor.
She's single?
No. She is married. But she's a full-time investor, and mm-hmm. she was referred to me by another one of the members, Jeremy, and when I first met her, she was like, all I do is invest. I look mm-hmm. at deals all day. Like, why would I,
yeah.
you know, super experienced. And I was like, I totally get that. If you look at deals all day, let me send you two of mine. Mm-hmm. And I sent her two examples of deals for the Capital Club. She called me back the next day, and she's like, I'm in. Mm-hmm. That one that you sent me is worth the membership to
right.
be part of the
that's
group.
That's a good point.
Because it was, my deals are, they come to us by relationship. Mm-hmm. So accredited, not accredited,
right.
you know, depending on what you're looking for, like the deals that we have, you're not going to Google mm-hmm. and find it anywhere. So whether someone is super experienced, like Nayeri that I just mentioned, mm-hmm. or if somebody's brand new, I've had a number of investors. The one I was telling you about before we started, David, super brilliant agency owner, makes mm-hmm. millions of dollars a year, but literally was trading every hour for his business
yep.
to make money.
That sounds familiar.
Yeah, right? Came to me and was like, I don't know what to do or where to go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so something like the Capital Club, a container like that,
yep.
was able to give guidance. And when I saw, the last time that I saw this guy, David, he let me know, I now make more in passive income than I do from my agency, and it's because you got me started.
That is so cool. And I'm glad you brought that up, because you know, although I've got multiple businesses and I've somewhat used to structuring deals now, granted I've got a team that helps fill gaps where I'm extremely weak, you know, when I came to you about one particular deal that we're wanting to raise capital on, Devin was a tremendous resource to fall back on of like, okay, have you thought about ways to structure it this way? Because your goal is, when you get into the Capital Club, is obviously if you're looking to raise capital, is to raise the capital. So how can you structure these deals that are a win-win-win situation, a win for you, a win for the investor, and so on? So that's what she's been really helpful, is like, hey, have you thought about structuring it this way and this way? That way it becomes a no-brainer for the investor, and you increase your probability of getting the capital that you're looking for. Now, I may be speaking out of turn here, but I would venture to say that the Capital Club is not something for somebody that's like, hey, I want to get into real estate and I want to buy my first flip and I need 200 grand. And we're not saying that it's big numbers. They don't have to be huge numbers, but that's not really, this is mainly for acquiring businesses or investing in businesses, etc. So can you kind of give us some filters here of people should be looking at?
So a lot of the deals that we share, it might be in real estate, mergers and acquisitions, a number of different assets. We mm-hmm. are asset agnostic, but we're looking at deals that are really looking for limited partners, people mm-hmm. that are just writing checks. There's nothing else for them to do. And I only want to share deals with the Capital Club from teams that have quite a bit of experience.
Mm-hmm.
If it's your very first time,
yeah.
it's probably not something that I would confidently want to share.
Mm-hmm.
You know, do you have any track record of doing this before? Has this team worked together before?
Yeah.
Does your thesis make sense? Like, it takes a lot for people to get in front of our group. And I think for someone who's curious
mm-hmm.
about potentially raising money themselves or just understanding these kinds of deals, private equity
mm-hmm.
deals is what a lot of them are, real estate funds and syndications, just being able to watch these presentations, whether you can make it live, or I know you never make it live, but you get you can see the emails and the replays and everything in the group.
Mm-hmm.
But like we've had really popular, a deal that's been super popular is in the oil and gas space,
mm-hmm.
for example. And it was a big fund. They're raising $200 million.
Mm-hmm.
They've done it 4 or 5 times before. The family's been in the business for 100 years. Like, these guys are not...
I was thinking Hunter Biden until you said 100 and 200 years.
No, 100 years. So they're not wet behind the ears,
mm-hmm.
right? And if somebody is... If I see a deal, they want help Devin, I want to raise capital, I've not done this before,
mm-hmm.
the first thing I would tell them, and I would tell you, is like, go get somebody on your bus who
mm-hmm.
has done it before,
yep.
so that you can kind of leverage their track record.
Right.
Because without that, I can't give you my endorsement.
Mm-hmm.
I can't help you.
Right. Yeah, makes
you
sense.
Know?
So all that to say, we are again going to have a live event, and you'll register below. So we're going to go in detail. We're going to give you a peek behind the scenes of what the Capital Club is, what it can do for you. I also think there's some great networking in there. There was one event that I was kind of fanboying because, you know, Ryan, we're talking about Ryan, who's, I don't know if he's ever going to move to Tennessee. I know he's bought property in Tennessee, but mega business, doing super successful, either close to being a billionaire or already is a billionaire. And man, it was just some of the nuggets he was dropping of where he goes and research his information. I went and registered and subscribed so that now I'm getting those newsletters and researching information that's related to the market, whether it's real estate market or the index markets, et cetera, understanding where interest rates are going to go for you guys. The networking is really cool too. So anyways, we're going to go super in depth in a live event that we'll be posting. And so if you register below, we'll be sure to send you an email of all the details for that live event. Anything else?
I don't think so. Okay. I think that about gets it.
Well, we will see you guys at the event. Y'all take care. God bless.